Well, over our Lenten season, we are going through different kinds of Goliaths that are in our lives, these really loud and scary things that happen in our lives that create all this kind of fear and anxiety. Last week, Pastor Rory unpacked the Goliath of screen time, the amount of time that we spend on our technological devices. Now, technology, as Rory said last week, in and of itself isn't bad, but what we do with it at times can lead us into isolation and lead us into all kinds of anxiety. And this week, we're talking about the Goliath of relationship stress. Now, before we move into this, I want to share a brief disclaimer to know that this is a difficult topic. And of course, we're not going to be able to unpack all the nuances of all of this in the next hour that we have together. No one even laughed at that anymore. I got to get some new material, as my wife would say. But we want to open it up a little bit so you can have some conversation and maybe even reflect in yourself as well. But just so you know, we're all broken. Every single one of us is broken. There are times when we have created relationship stress in other people's lives and in our own. We're not perfect. And we don't have to act like we are and bury our head in the sand as, you know, we've got it all figured out. We don't. But what we do have is that we're beloved. We're loved by God. We're loved by a God that says, bear each other up in love. Forgive just as you have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. You are forgiven. Cast your cares upon me. God says, I can handle it, God says. So as we move through this, just have that in our spirits, just to know that, yeah, we don't always get it right. Sometimes we do. We celebrate those moments. Sometimes we don't. And we come to ask for forgiveness. Well, to kind of unpack a little bit of that, I want to tell a story about my family. About 18 years ago, a member of my family, my extended family, was out with his buddies. And he was out with his buddies, and he was several different bars having some adult beverages and drove home. Probably shouldn't have done that. Drove home, and as he pulled into the driveway of his house, his buddies called him and said, hey, we're going to go to this other bar. Why don't you come back and hang out with us? And again, probably shouldn't have. But he did. He turned his car back on and he started driving down the street. And his phone, talk about screen time, his phone dropped between his chair and the console in the front seat. And so he's digging down to find his phone, and he's not paying attention to where he's going. And of course, he shouldn't be driving anyway. And he runs off the street and runs into a house. Think about the relationship stress that just happened there. Pretty newly married, a young kid at home, baby at home, and he's going to jail. Not sure whether or not what's going to happen. Not sure whether or not he's going to keep his marriage. Is he going to be the dad he's always wanted to be? Life is filled with relational stress right then and there. And my dad found out about this. And I think I've told you that my dad was a colonel in the Air Force and he became a pastor. Can you imagine putting those two together? Colonel Dean and Pastor Dean flew out to visit this family member who was in jail. And he said to these words to him, and he said, you're going to have to pay a price You're going to have to pay a fine. There's jail time. There's all kinds of things going on. But I want to let you know that you are forgiven. You are loved. And through my dad and through my mom's bearing up one another in love, forgiving as they have been forgiven, they were able to step into that relationship. And in such a way that that young little baby at that time is now high school graduate with a stable family, a loving mom and dad, bear one another up in love. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Now, you may have created relationship stress in your own worlds, and maybe it wasn't driving into a house. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. But we've driven our lives into all kinds of things. We've said things, we've done things, we've not done things that we should do. We've thought things that we shouldn't think. We've created relationship stress, and we have others creating relationship stress in us. It becomes a Goliath for us. And it can be as big as driving off the road and into a house, or something as small as, like, my wife and I over the past week or two have been trying to buy renew tabs for my son's vehicle online. And she got to a certain point and on the website, and she was looking for more information. And I said, we got it. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out later on. Relationship stress started to grow. The Goliath started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. For me, it wasn't getting bigger and bigger and bigger because I didn't realize what my wife was thinking about. The next day, she's asking me, did you get the tabs? I got it. Don't worry about it. The next day, did you get the tabs? I'm like, oh, I got it. Don't worry about it. She should be used to that by now. I got it. Don't worry about it. But she is used to it, so she worried about it. Every day, and I'm on there trying to figure it out, it's not working, and I'm waiting for a letter in the mail, whatever else. It just, the stress started to rise more and more and more for my wife. Not for me, because I didn't really understand what was going on underneath. What was going on underneath was we didn't want to give, my wife didn't want to give anybody, any excuse to pull our son over. Because, and I heard this from one of my conservative friends who was asking me about how we were doing. There's this phrase that he told me about. We had breakfast and he told me about it. And he goes, there's this phrase called driving while brown now. And my wife's stress was because our son is brown. And if he's driving and there's any excuse to pull him over, tabs is one of them. The stress of not knowing what's going to happen in that traffic stop went way, 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 way up. And I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. We didn't talk about that. I was the cause of relationship stress. Now, it can be as big as driving into a house or as small as not getting the tabs bought. We all have relationship stress. And what usually happens to us is that the Goliath starts really small, and then it grows and it grows and it grows. And if we would have had that conversation at some point in time before Goliath got too big, we could handle the Goliath without much stress. But it grows and it grows and it grows, and then the Goliath becomes so loud, the Goliath becomes so scary, the Goliath becomes so anxiety-filling that we can't deal with it. We can't deal with it because it's really, really hard. And then we react in all kinds of different ways, usually in unhealthy ways. Scripture tells us that the Israelites are on one part, on one side of the valley, and the Philistines, where Goliath is on the other side of the valley. And for 40 days, Goliath comes out and yells and taunts and screams and makes fun of and challenges the Israelites until they are so unbelievably afraid they can't do anything. The Goliath has taken over their whole lives. That's all they think about. They can't sleep well. They're worried as they're on their patrols. Think about how many Israelites are staring at this massive Goliath that's confronting them. How many of them desert? How many of them run away? And that's what we do in our relationships at times. The relationship stress becomes so big, so Goliath-like that we run away. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want to be very clear. If you are in a relationship that it's abusive, it's unhealthy, I need you to go, please, please, I'm begging you, please go talk to somebody. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about relationships that you want to keep, relationships that you want to invest in. If you're in a relationship that it's abusive, please talk, call us, and we'll get you the help that you need. But if this is a relationship that you want to invest in, if this is a relationship that you still think has meaning for you, and that Goliath is rising and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, there is hope. Because God gives us a stone. A stone. Just like David had a stone that killed Goliath, we too have a stone. And that stone is love. The Apostle Paul says to his followers in Colossia, in the book of Colossians, says, bear one another up in love, which leads to forgiveness, just as you have been forgiven. Carry one another up in love. Pick up that stone and throw it at that relationship stress, at that Goliath. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Now, I have experienced this deeply personally in my own life. We got the tabs done, by the way. I'm very excited about that. I'm not getting any credit for it in my house, but I got it done. So I'm going to talk about something a little bit more serious. I've got a group of friends. I've been friends since we're 19 years old, like 10 years ago. Been friends, very close friends. Worked at Bible camp together. There's a deep connection there. There's a spiritual connection to my group of friends. But over the years, while this group of friends has stayed really tight with one another, I've kind of faded away. Kind of faded away, work, stress, whatever, busyness, whatever. Not returning texts, not returning phone calls. They would get together and hang out with one another, and I would be the one that would always call and say, I can't come. And the Goliath of that relationship stress started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And I knew it was there. I could see it happening. And they could see it happening too. But it was a relationship that they wouldn't let go. And so a number of years ago, I finally said yes to hang out with this group of guys. And when I got together with them, I knew that I could tell, I could feel it. There was an agenda. They all came with stones. And they said, Paul, we love you, but we're mad at you. We love you, you are a friend, but you've been pulling away from us. And we want you back. And so they started throwing stones. And to be honest with you, it felt like they were throwing stones at me until I realized they were throwing stones at the Goliath of the relationship stress. And they were stones of love. Stones of love. And they killed that Goliath. They killed the Goliath with stones of love. And we're closer than we've ever been. And years ago, we used to talk about sports. We used to talk about movies. We still talk about music. But you know what we talk about now? What medication are you on? What's your dose? Actually, what's your blood pressure today? I'm not even lying. A good friend of mine, how's your BP? I'm like, Rick, come on, man, I'm okay. Bear one another up in love. And they chose to do that. And it changed our lives. Slay the Goliath. Wherever you are in your life, maybe you've driven into a house. Maybe you've misread your partner's expectations of you at home. Maybe you've distanced yourself from your friends or you've faded away. Whatever it is, there's a stone for those Goliaths. And it's the love stone. And God invites us to pick up that stone and throw it. Forgive as you have been forgiven and bear one another up in love. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the stone of love. You know the Goliaths are there. We know they're there. Sometimes we ignore them. Sometimes we just can't deal with it. Give us the courage and strength. Maybe to reach out to a friend, maybe to reach out to a counselor, reach out to your church, to equip you with that stone of love that will slay that Goliath. And it might take a lot of stones. But if you call us to bear each other up in love, that's a promise that we can lean on. We ask all of this in your holy and precious name. And we all sit together. Amen.